the Senate Judiciary Committee has been shown one copy of the FBI's findings from their inquiry into Brett Kavanaugh's background. He was accused, as you'll know, of sexual misconduct by multiple women. One accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, appeared in front of the committee last week. The FBI report, though, has found no hint of misconduct. Here's some reaction now. Mitch McConnell, the US Senate Republican leader, says the investigation was extensive and he believes it clears Judge Kavanaugh.
Well, Judge Kavanaugh passed that with flying colors. So to be clear, this seal of approval comes from the ABA's Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary, an independent entity within the organization. How did we get from a chorus of expert praise and professional respect to wild tales of violent gangs, sexual assault rings, fistfights on boats in Rhode Island harbors, and the possibility, get this, of an argument in a college bar? Since then, other allegations have poured forth. Many were just patently ridiculous.
Well, Democrat Dianne Feinstein says the FBI's report is incomplete.
As we noted by the White House, the FBI did not interview Brett Kavanaugh, nor did the FBI interview Dr. Blasey Ford. What we've heard from numerous people over the last few days seeking to provide information to the FBI, we have seen even more press reports of witnesses who wanted to speak with the FBI but were not interviewed. Deborah Ramirez's lawyer said he was unaware of any corroborating witnesses who were interviewed. Candidly, what we reviewed today in a very limited time, it looks to be a product of an incomplete investigation.
Well, let's go now to Washington and to our correspondent, Simon Marks. Good morning to you, Simon. It does not look like this FBI report is going to settle things.
Well, no, and it never was going to settle things ultimately, Guyon, not least because the White House stands accused of having circumscribed the situation, of having put so many constraints on the FBI that, in essence, by design, this additional few days of inquiry was never going to report anything untoward about Brett Kavanaugh. Indeed, there are more than 20 people out there who say they would willingly have spoken to FBI agents about what they know of Brett Kavanaugh. Behaviour, many of them willing to corroborate some of the accounts of sexual assault that have been levelled against him, and they never got a phone call from the FBI. A third accuser, Julie Swetnick, was never interviewed by the FBI because Republicans in Congress do not view her allegations against Judge Kavanaugh as credible. So we are, in a sense, back to where we were a week ago in the immediate aftermath of that astonishing testimony up on Capitol Hill from Christine Blasey Ford, and then that very angry response from the judge. It's all going to come down to the vote, and it's going to come down to the Republicans' ability to persuade wavering moderates, only three of them, Jeff Flake of Arizona, Susan Collins of Maine, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, to back Judge Kavanaugh. And at this point, it looks as though Susan Collins is going to back him. It's unclear what Jeff Flake and Lisa Murkowski are going to do. Within the last few minutes, one White House hope of pulling a Democrat over to Brett Kavanaugh's side has been dashed, because we've heard within the last few minutes that Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota is going to vote against Judge Kavanaugh. The Republicans had some hopes that they might be able to pull her across to their side of the aisle. As I say, those hopes have dashed.
So just how tight is this vote going to be? It sounds like it might come down to just one or two in the end.
It could be so tight that Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, is called upon to break the deadlock. I mean, I don't want to dwell too much on the maths here, but it is perfectly possible that this ends up being a 50-50 split. Remember that the Republicans have 51 seats in the Senate and the Democrats have 49. So if one Republican decides to vote against Judge Kavanaugh, and all the Democrats decide to vote against him, then you've got a 50-50 split. If one Democrat decides to vote in favour of Judge Kavanaugh, and that's possible, there's one out there who may choose to do that. If one Democrat votes in favour of him, but two Republicans vote against him, then you've got a 50-50 split again, and we'd be in the absolutely unprecedented situation where the Vice President of the United States, on an absolutely vital matter, sending Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court of the United States to serve for life, could cast the deciding vote.
Mm. Just quickly and finally, Simon, if he makes it onto the Supreme Court, I know these are lifetime appointments, as you say, so even if something else came out, central to these allegations, is that it? There's no way to get rid of him once he's on there?
Not necessarily. We are a month away, Guyon, from midterm elections here in the United States, the entire House of Representatives and one-third of the Senate up for grabs. If the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives, and in their wildest dreams also take control of the Senate, they will be in a position to subpoena all the documents relating to this appointment. They could, if they wanted to, begin impeachment proceedings against Judge Kavanaugh, accusing him at the very least of perjuring himself under oath in last week's testimony. Now, they'd have a lot of other things on their plate as well if they win the midterm elections, including, of course, possible impeachment proceedings against President Trump himself. But it is not axiomatic that once Brett Kavanaugh is on that Supreme Court bench, given all the bad blood that's been evinced over the last couple of weeks and the real fury of a large number of particularly women voters across the country over his potential elevation to the bench, it's not axiomatic that he's totally out of the woods.
Thanks, Simon. Simon Mark.